This week saw Wacomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis withdraw his Second Amendment sanctuary resolution from consideration during a session of the county council, citing the mood of the country in the wake of the death of George Floyd. Meanwhile, the plaque for Confederate General John Winder was abruptly taken down by the county executive Bob Culver. Josh Hastings is a county council member, and we began with the sheriff's decision.
Completely the right decision. We started hearing about it in January. And then going into February, that's when really a lot more folks are talking about it. But it's basically just a response. It's happening, of course, across the country. But it's a lot of folks, who, I guess you'd say, across the country who are not feeling like their voices are heard. And specifically here in Maryland, we had a couple bills at the Maryland General Assembly that were some viewed as being anti-Second Amendment. And so that just kind of fueled the conversation that, well, we need to do more at the local level. We need to have our local folks speak up on issues of gun rights. And so it kind of went from there. Wicomico County has zero authority when it comes to anything related to the Second Amendment or guns or others. This is a federal issue or a state issue or even something to be decided in the courts, but not at a county level.
By the way, now in the meeting this week, you suggested maybe that the county should limit itself to particular issues. What were those issues and what was your thinking?
We've now had people who have reached out since the original thought that we should have a Second Amendment sanctuary. We've now had folks online or who have sent us emails or calls to say that they want to talk about having making Wicomico an immigration sanctuary, or a Fourth Amendment sanctuary, or an abortion sanctuary, or, the list goes on, actually. I don't think that Wicomico County should be, paying for us to take on issues that are not within our realm or our grasp. And I get the intent that since folks don't feel like their national government or their state government is listening to them, well, then they want their local government to be able to be more active on the issues that they care about. But I think from here on out, I think Wicomico County Council should adopt a policy where we only discuss policy if it directly impacts our budget, our land use, or one of our governmental institutions or bodies.
Now, I also want to turn to the fact the plaque marking General John Winder in downtown Salisbury was abruptly taken down last Friday by Wicomico County Executive Bob Culver. What was your reaction to the fact that this was taken down? It was taken down fairly quickly, unannounced, by County Executive Bob Culver.
It was surprising. Mr. Culver has had the opportunity to take the sign down before, but chose not to. This is a he went out of his way to do so, and I commend him for that. I think as many folks know, Mr. Culver, our county executive, is battling cancer, and but he wanted to be there personally to make sure that came down, and I really commend that effort. General Winder, the Andersonville, some of the camps that he was in charge of, General Winder was, led to the death of about 10,000 or so soldiers, which they can directly account at least 3,000. That were died from starvation or other kind of things. And, there's multiple quotes you can find online from General John Winder saying how much he was killing off more than they ever did in battle.
Wicomico County Council Member Josh Hastings. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.